Will it go on?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. In all the bailouts, giveaways, and subsidies during the past year, only a few were aimed directly at us, at the consumer. One of the most popular with the housing industry has been the first-time home buyers tax credit. It's set to expire in a couple of months. Marketplace's Steve Henn looks at whether the program will continue.
The first-time homebuyer's tax credit has already helped close the deal on nearly 400,000 additional home sales. Extending this program and possibly expanding it is a top priority of home builders, realtors, and mortgage bankers who are preparing a lobbying blitz.
Removing it would, I think, not be a good thing, certainly for the overall housing market.
Robert Ward is at the Economist magazine's intelligence unit.
Well, clearly, given the weaknesses in the U.S. housing market, any support is welcome.
In its current form, the new homebuyer's tax credit offers first-time homebuyers up to $8,000 to offset the purchase of a house. Already, there are various bills in Congress that would enlarge it to as much as $15,000, extend the program for a year, even expand it to include all buyers. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Not much consensus with stocks today. Right now, shares are lower in Europe, an average of a quarter to about a half a percent. Bank stocks were among the losers, or are among the losers right now. Gold in Europe topped $1,000, $1,063 an ounce, a new record today. Markets were mostly up in Asia. The Hang Seng and Nikkei closed under a percent up, and then the Chinese benchmark closed about 1.4% up. American markets yesterday closed flat or up a bit. The Nasdaq didn't go anywhere. The S&P added about half a percent, and the Dow tacked on 20 points to close at 98.85. By the end of the week, we're going to know who won the solar decathlon. The Department of Energy gave 20 teams of college students $1,000 each in seed money. Their mission? Build solar houses on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. It's a competition that could charge up some green envy, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
This is a lot of work just for bragging rights. The competitors had to build a solar house, then reassemble it in Washington. The DOE judges the houses on things like energy efficiency and engineering. The winner gets a moment in the sun, but little else.
We would love that.
Roque Sanchez is on Rice University's team. They made their standard row house with materials from Home Depot and IKEA. Sanchez says bragging rights would be priceless.
And if we can get that sort of attention towards affordable solar housing, that would be amazing.
Sanchez plans to give the house to a nonprofit, but bragging rights could land him financing to build more. Richard King runs the contest for the Energy Department. He says the free publicity will help the teams with future projects.
Some of the teams are very innovative and they patent certain things.
A team from California patented a certain type of bamboo beam. If they win, they can say their bamboo put them over the top. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. SunGard Availability Services operates 5 million square feet of secure data center space dedicated to keeping people and information connected. More information at sunguard.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Dennis Streed from Newburg, Oregon, had gotten an ad from Verizon offering a bundle of services for $77.99. The 83-year-old went to the store, asked the representative to sign a contract stating there would be no hidden fees on his bill, that the true cost each month would indeed be $77.99. It wasn't, and that's when the trouble began. He joins us this morning to talk about his ordeal. Good morning, Mr. Streed.
Good morning.
So why did you drop this contract?
Because at one time I was a collection manager for a large finance firm, and I am somewhat familiar with the gimmicks.
And they said $77.99 for all of these services,
yeah.
not a penny more.
Not a penny more. I did everything but pound the table saying I won't pay a dime more, and I will not sign any contract. I will not sign up unless you agree to that.
So what happened?
The four or five people we talked to down there all said that payment should be $77.99, and we keep getting these higher and higher bills. Then the state general manager of stores and sales actually gave me his own personal phone number, and we've been on the phone. Very, very nice guy. And he said, no, you just pay the $77.99, and I'll take care of the difference.
So they cut you all off?
They cut off TV, internet, you know, just everything except the landline. And then we did get a note saying that they were going to cut that off next. Now, remember, we've had that as long as Verizon's had a phone line up here. Been very happy. They've never been a day late, never missed a payment.
What kind of lesson did you learn here?
Well, don't ever go for any bundling. Keep everything separate in smaller lots, your television with one, your TV with another, so that you can't be completely destroyed. See, we've had three great-grandchildren born in the last 6 weeks and one more coming next Wednesday, so four of them. And here we get telephone calls. Hey, what do you think of the pictures of the kids we sent you? Well, you don't even have email. But what kind of a guy would I be if I rolled over and played dead and said, well, we'll pay the twice what you said you'd charge? It wouldn't be ethical to me.
Well, Dennis Streed, thank you so much for joining us over there in Newburgh, Oregon.
Okay, and thanks to you.
And we got in touch with Verizon about the Streed's problem. They seem to be amenable to keeping their end of the deal.
As a courtesy to this customer, we will restore and provide the services ordered at the rate the customer was quoted.
That's spokesman Les Kumagai from Verizon. Finally, the dairy cow lobby in California says a happy cow will produce better milk. And a happy cow is one that hasn't had its tail cut off. About 1 in 7 cows in the Golden State typically has its tail docked so it doesn't fling mud and waste. So the lobbying group pushed a ban on tail docking. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed it into law. It's the same measure he criticized earlier in the year during budget battles, saying it was a waste of lawmakers' time. From Los Angeles, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.